This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kevin Grasha, Lansing State Journal writer and reporter. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. Thanks.
Good. I know you're out on another story, so I thank you for stepping away for a minute to take some time with us. Wanted to go over with you a couple of good stories written on really tragic events. Start yesterday, I guess, with court where there was a plea agreement or plea Holt High School senior pled guilty in that horrible crash in January that killed three other area teens.
Yeah, Brett Johnson, he's a 17-year-old Holt High School senior, and he was the driver of a car that was speeding down Hagedorn Road back in January about 2 a.m. It went off the road and struck a tree and killing three of the passengers in the back seat.
And two of them died that day, and then one of the passengers died a couple of days later?
Correct. What? And all three in the back seat were, there were two Holt High School seniors in the back seat, and one was a recent Holt graduate.
Wow. Let's take what happened in court yesterday from there. Well, first of all, I guess we need to back up. I'm sorry, Kevin, and talk about Brett Johnson's blood alcohol content. That's a pivotal key in what happened here.
Yeah, that came out. It was 0.115 immediate on a preliminary breath test after the accident. And then sometime later at the hospital, they did a blood test, and it was 0.10. They also found what attorneys were describing as a significant amount of marijuana in his system, or evidence of marijuana in his system.
Now, were you expecting him to plead guilty yesterday? Was that what was expected?
I think it was always expected he would plead guilty. He was friends with the kids who died, it's this weird dynamic between all the different families involved, and no one really wants him to go to prison, but yet they want him to at least be responsible somehow for their child's death, and so there's this difficult give and take there.
And that is an interesting juxtaposition of everybody in this case. Somebody needs to pay something for what occurred.
Correct, and honestly, Anthony Harris was one of the high school students in the back seat. He died. I talked to his mom yesterday, and she kind of told me that Anthony really wouldn't want charges against Brett. She feels like Anthony would say, "Look, Mom, it was just an accident."
Wow.
And so she's kind of on the side of maybe little or no punishment. I think other families feel maybe a little bit differently.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yes, and I'm not really clear on how differently they feel, but my understanding is that there was another girl who died, Holly Bossenberry. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that her family is not as conciliatory as Anthony Harris's family.
What are the guidelines, or what can we expect? Judge Paula Manderfield in circuit court will have this sentencing. This is going to be a difficult one.
Yeah, she does have a difficult decision. The sentencing guidelines for Brett Johnson fall between 29 and 57 months, which means that would be the low end of his sentence, would be somewhere between 29 and 57 months before he'd be eligible for parole. And I talked to Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings yesterday, and he said that he wouldn't object to Manderfield maybe going below or above those guidelines.
I read that in your article, that he would not appeal a departure in the guidelines by the judge,
right?
just trusting that she'll take all the information in it and make a good decision.
Correct, and there's going to be a lot of information at that sentence hearing. I've heard about hundreds of letters and emails that have been written in support of various people and Brett and others involved, and like I said, the families of the deceased don't necessarily want him to see him get such a severe punishment either.
So he we're talking prison for, it looks like, at least a couple of years.
It could be, unless Judge Manderfield sees it differently.
And goes below the sentencing guidelines.
Correct, or above.
Or above, correct. What's interesting, too, is, and I don't know why I hadn't thought of this, is that Brett Johnson is continuing to go to school at Holt High School.
Yeah, the school has continued to support him. he's on track to graduate, apparently, and although he won't, my understanding is he will not attend graduation, but he's going to go through the last day of school, which is, I believe, May 31st.
And then be sentenced shortly thereafter.
Right, exactly. A week later, he'll have to be sentenced and maybe be headed off to prison.
Oh, my goodness. Brett Johnson's attorney, Rick Hillman, said that he expects that Manderfield, according to your article, will take his Johnson's youth and lack of experience into account. How does that sit with folks?
Well, I think that's kind of what, maybe how some of the family members of the deceased feel is, he's a young kid. It was an accident. They were friends. I think he's looking at it that way.
Now, the other half of the story, as we move ahead to today, was three college students that hosted the party where Brett Johnson apparently got the alcohol, according to the information that we have, also took a plea agreement.
Yeah, they were initially charged with felonies that could have landed them in prison for up to 10 years. Sometime this week they reached an agreement with prosecutors, and today they pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge, a conspiracy to contribute to the delinquency of minors. And basically that's for hosting this party and apparently knowingly inviting people who were not 21 years old to the party, which was a keg party. And there was it was a $5 charge at the door for a cup, and there actually was a keg of beer, and then also something called jungle juice, which is some kind of punch involving a very high octane liquor.
And what was the attitude? I mean, it's kind of a powerful picture in the courtroom today of those three students, Jordan Henneke, Michael Frond, and Charles King III. What is the attitude of those gentlemen in court?
Well, I think it was King who actually they were all kind of on a scripted pattern for their pleas, but King deviated a little bit and said when he was asked, did you host this party, for the plea, and he said, sadly yes, which I thought spoke volumes. Clearly they regret what they did. Now and also at the same time, it's not clear that Brett Johnson got all of his alcohol from this party. There's some talk that he may have been to another party that night, and then it's not clear where this marijuana came from either.
Well, that was another question I was going to ask you, Kevin. Were all of the kids that were in the car, the teenagers, were they all at the parties?
Yeah, they apparently all did attend the party, and I get into this in my story. I probably didn't put it in my online story yet that was online today, but my understanding is that Holly Bossenberry, the girl in the back seat who died, she had no alcohol in her system. The graduate Taylor Cochran, he had a negligible amount of alcohol in his system. And the other senior who died, Anthony Harris, had no alcohol in his system. And so it's odd that the three people in the back seat were not even close to, were either completely sober or not even close to being drunk, and yet they weren't driving. And the one guy in the car who had been drinking and was driving.
And boy, isn't that the lesson in this one? And one of those where you go, wow, if we could only turn back the hands of time and redo this one.
Oh, exactly. And I believe Brett Johnson has said something to that effect.
Yeah, and boy, and I guess what I'm thinking with Brett Johnson, I'm still going to school, he's a walking reminder of what can go horribly wrong.
Oh, it truly is, and just to see these families just torn apart by this, that's almost punishment enough.
Well, I'm impressed with Anthony Harris's mother. She's been fairly open with you throughout this process since January, hasn't she? Been willing to talk to you and pour out her feelings.
She really has, and she's very clear about the fact that she really wants to do what Anthony, her son, would have wanted her to do, and she kind of talks about how she even hears him, in some way talking to her and letting her know, what he would want.
Boy, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
The three college students who pled today, what are the penalties that they are facing?
Yeah, they actually face on this misdemeanor charge 1 year in jail and $1,000 in fines. And I did ask one of the students' attorneys, George Zulakis, what he thought about, you know, whether they really do face jail time. And he said, you know, actually they do technically face jail time. So we'll have to see, if Judge Donald Allen, decides to sentence them to jail. Or any jail time at all. I mean, they could get just probation and fines, but they technically could get sent to jail.
Well, and I find that interesting. Just about a week ago, I had Judge Don Allen on my show talking about sobriety court.
Yeah, that's his
thing.
Court down in 55th, right? Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's a tragic story for oh so many reasons. As you said, the three college students face a May 26th hearing or sentencing, and Gosh. Kevin, thank you so much. We'll look for the complete stories, of course, in the Lansing State Journal. These are tough. I don't know how you cover some of this, that's for sure. But you do a great job of it.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time. Well, thank you very much.
You do a great job of it. Thank you, as always, Kevin. We'll follow it along.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Kevin Grasha, who is a writer and excellent reporter for the Lansing State Journal. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.